Purple Royale. Purple is royal.
It's all about royalty.
The trans people are that royal.
Remember, we are loyal.
Nothing for us without us.
This is about us.
Love us just the way we are.
This is who we are.
We love who we are.
This is the time to speak.
This is the time to be heard.
Time for trans people to be heard.
This is Purple Royale.
Welcome to the Purple Royale podcast, where we share with you transgender stories from Zimbabwe, told by transgender people themselves. I'm your host, Tanak. In this episode, we share a story by a Harare-based trans woman, who we all fondly know as Spranza. She shares her experience with how a night out and about, having fun with friends at a party, and falling in love, ended up in an unexpected encounter with the police force that turned your life upside down. Listen to her story.
Saturday, the 11th of August, 2012. I woke up one early morning and I just needed to go out with my friends, as I was feeling very low. Later that day, I got a call from Daniela, my close friend, telling me that there was a party at Girls. And when we got there, the place was already packed with people. Different people who were having fun, drinking, talking, and dancing. Girls is an organization that promotes the rights of the LGBTIQ people in Zimbabwe. I had a bottle of wine. I started dancing and drinking. And when I was dancing, Malvin, a cute guy, joined me. He was masculine, very tall, dark, with beard, and a voice, of course, that really turned me on. Malvin and I fell in love, and it was love at first sight. He kissed me on my forehead, but I wanted more. I wanted him to kiss me on my lips, but he couldn't, because he was just too shy. About 30 minutes later, I heard someone saying that there were police officers who were standing by the gate, but I thought he was lying. These police officers forcibly gained entrance, and some of the community members, including Daniela and Malvin, had to run away, but I couldn't because I was drunk and I could barely walk. They asked everyone to sit on the floor. They took our phones and switched them off. We were confused. We didn't know what to do. I even started asking myself, why did they come to Girls in the first place? Outside Girls' premises, there were police vehicles which were parked there. People started crying, and some wanted to make the police understand that we were at a party, but the police officers had their own misconceptions. They thought that we were having sex because they found condoms and lubricants. On our way to the central police station, we were made to sing. And upon arrival, we were told to walk one by one from the police vehicles to the reception. And this drew a lot of attention. Almost everyone who was at the station was told that they were coming with Ngochani, which is a derogative word in Zimbabwe. And when we got to the reception, they took our details, our phone numbers, and our addresses. We were detained. We slept at the Harare Central Police Station. Whilst we were detained, we were made to sleep each other for more than 8 times. and we were also told to do the frog jumps. But when I had to tell one of the female officers who was on the duty that night, she turned me away, saying that she wasn't my mother, and I had to join the rest of my friends. And again, we were beaten up with open fists and button sticks. The next day, Sunday, around 6 a.m., Samuel Matsikure came to the Central Police Station and he paid fine of 2,500 United States dollars, and we were charged with unlawful gathering. But when he came there, everything had changed. We were now treated with love and respect. Sam tried to explain to the police officers that it was a party, but they didn't understand. Outside the police station, there were journalists from a local newspaper who wanted to take pictures and ask us questions, but we were told to walk away silently so that it wouldn't have drawn a lot of attention. I took a taxi which took me home, and when I got home, my mother was so worried. I didn't sleep at home, but I told her that I was coming back, and yet I didn't. I lied to my mother that I slept at a friend's house, but she couldn't stop asking me questions because I was limping and my eyes were red. I'd been beaten up at the police station. I took a bath and I went to sleep, but I couldn't sleep. I was just thinking too much. I was thinking about what had happened at Gulf, Malvern, the party, and also what had happened during the time that we were detained. I lied to her. The next day, which was Monday, I saw two police officers who came to my house looking for me, and I knew that I was in trouble. They came, they asked for me. We had to go to my local police station. But on our way there, one of the police officers had to stay behind. He told everyone, including my family, that I was caught having sex with a man. When I got back home, everything had changed. The relationship that I had with my mother, with my family, and with my friends in my community had changed. I was now seen as a beast. I had no one. I had nothing. I had no one that I could talk to. I was chased away from home. I had to go and stay with a friend for a couple of weeks. I had to go and stay with Miss Ma, who was also staying with her little brother, who was too young to understand what was going on. When I stayed there, people also started asking questions. Why was I staying there? They called my friend's mother. They lied to her that we were dating. And Miss Ma's mother called her asking why I was staying there, and she was having problems with her mother. I had to go back home. When I went back home, the treatment was just the same. I had no one to talk to. Girls had to call me, telling me that they would come to my house whenever I want counseling. And I asked them if they could include my mother, and they said yes. My mother went for counseling, and she had to understand, and she had to accept me just the way that I am. My family had to accept me. Everything had changed now. I'm now a happy trans woman who was accepted by the community, by the friends and the buried relatives. Everything had changed. I'm now a better person. Being trans or gay or lesbian does not mean it's the end of the world. You can still do something better for your community.
Interactions with law enforcement agency for most transgender people I know is hardly pleasant. The stigma, the discrimination and ignorance that we have to face is horrific. The question that this story leaves with me is, who will police the police? Who do we turn to when people who are supposed to protect you are the ones who are violating you? Then what hope is there for us? It's very sad. I wonder what happened to the cute guy, Malvin. Hopefully him and Spranza are reunited. I love a good love story. As you heard from the story, Spranza went to the party with her friend Daniela, and in the following interview, they both sit and discuss some of the moments that led to their arrest.
So Daniela, what has been your experience since the raid that happened at Girls 2012?
Life has never been easy. It's been a long journey up to now. I face a lot of challenges from the family, workplace, discrimination from the community, stigma. But I managed to cope. And right now, I'm doing my projects, and it's something that is enlight people, that LGBTI people, they are around and they are existing in the community.
What kind of projects are you doing?
Oh, right now I'm doing a project for vegetables,
okay,
and for chickens, and also I have another one for Mabero.
Okay. So you sell clothes?
Yes.
Okay. Considering that day we were all drunk, I couldn't jump the wall. How did you manage to escape?
You know that day, it's funny up to now.
Mm.
I don't even remember what really happened. But what I remember, it was Winnie, the trans man who helped me.
Mm.
So what's the whole picture? I can't even remember. I'll be lying to you.
Okay, yes. So if it was not for Winnie, you were also going to be arrested.
Yes, because I remember I was shouting to the guard, and I was drunk, and I was shouting to the guard, please leave us alone. What are you doing here? You were TCA, we want to enjoy ourselves.
So after that raid that happened at Gulf, do you feel safe? Are you not scared that incident is also going to happen again?
Oh, you know what? From that incident, 2012 raid, it's now an inlight to everyone that LGBTI people exist.
Mm.
And from there, girls have engaged lawyers, the human rights lawyers, the police officers, the uniformed forces, the hospitals. Now you can feel free to go to that place because you know there is safety.
And what do you want to say to everyone who is listening to this dialogue right now concerning the LGBTIQ people in Zimbabwe? What do you want to tell them? Something that is very strong, something that someone is going to take home with them. What do you want to say?
I want to say being a trans woman, LGBTI, it's not something that you should be afraid of, or you should want to run away of. It's something who you are. You should be confident of yourself. Be yourself. Stand for yourself. I know we face so many challenges, but don't give up. Push hard. You will get there. Be yourself and know that you can do whatever you want to do in life.
Thank you very much, Daniela.
Thank you.
I'm glad that the incident was a step towards advocating for and mainstreaming LGBTIQ issues to the public. We salute Gauza for using the tragic event as an opportunity to stand firmer in spreading the message of tolerance for LGBTIQ people. It's always amazing to get out of a terrible situation with something positive. Let us know how this story made you feel. We love to hear from you. Follow us on our social media platforms, on Facebook and on Instagram. We are at Purple Royal Podcast. And to also keep producing these stories, we need your assistance. Feel free to donate or contribute in any way possible so that we can continue to produce this great podcast for you. I'm your host, Tanaka. Thank you for listening and sharing this podcast with your networks. Looking forward to the next episode. Until then, take care.